More than one critic has called Terrence Davis Britain's greatest living film director. But over the course of his 40-year career, he's only released 6 full-length features and 1 documentary. His fans praise his use of light and shadow, music and silence, and the way he digs into the past, especially his own, to tell emotionally charged stories of families and women. His latest is called Sunset Song, and now it's opening in the U.S. NPR's Tom Cole has more.
Watching a Terrence Davis film is like watching paintings come to life.
The people who don't like my film say it's about as interesting as paint drying.
But Davis has plenty of defenders.
It's definitely a different experience than modern filmmaking, which is so stimulating on every level.
Actress Agnes Dane has been a fan since she saw Davis's breakout full-length feature about a troubled family called Distant Voices, Still Lives.
His filmmaking kind of opened up my eyes to different ways to tell stories and to communicate the intensity which Terrence does so well that he leaves it up to the audience to kind of dub in what they imagine is going on, to project onto it what it is for you. And then it evokes so much feeling because you're actually a part of it.
Dane plays the lead in Sunset Song, Chris Guthrie, a young lover of books who must give up her dream of becoming a teacher to help her brutal father run the family farm after her mother's suicide in the years before World War I.
Something died in her heart and went down with mother to lie in Canady Kirkyard. The child in her heart had died then, and Chris of the books and dreams died with it.
Agnes Dane is a relative newcomer to films, but her face is one you've likely seen in fashion magazines. Terrence Davis says there was no question about the former high fashion model's acting ability.
The first morning I was going in to start auditioning for the film, Agnes was sitting at the top of the stairs, and I thought, God, she looks about 11. She came in, she was the first person in, she gave the wonderful audition, and I turned to my producers and said, we found her.
Dane had 18 months to research the role while Davis raised funds, and she was struck by the way two men, Davis and the author of the 1932 novel on which Sunset Song is based, were able to capture the story of a young woman struggling to find her place in a world of farming and war.
Lewis Grassett Gibbon, when he wrote the book, people thought that he was a woman using a pseudonym. Because back in the day, you know, they thought that how could a man write from the point of view of a woman in the specific way that he did? And also Terrence has the most wonderful view of women and their strength.
And that comes from Davis's childhood. He grew up in a working-class family of 10 kids in Liverpool. He was terrorized by a violent father, much like the boy in Distant Voices, Still Lives. Davis's father died when Terrence was 6, and the filmmaker says the years that followed were the happiest in his life, in part because the women in his life took him to the movies.
My greatest influence was the American musical. That's what my sisters loved, and that's what I love, because they took me to see them. And I think you imbibe that like a kind of language.
So it's not surprising that music plays a part in all of his films, including Sunset Song. And that, too, goes back to his childhood.
When I was growing up, there was a program on BBC Radio on a Sunday night called Your 100 Best Tunes, and it was about classical music. And they played this recording of All in the April Evening by the Glasgow Orpheus Choir, and I'd never forgotten it. And when I was writing this, I thought that would be perfect for when they're all going to the church to get the grace of God and be in the light of God. And what do they get? They get a vicious sermon by the priest telling them to go out and kill people.
Their king, which they call Kaiser, is the Antichrist, and a foul evil upon this earth, which must be swept away by the righteous.
Filmmaker Terrence Davis has long had a conflicted relationship with the church and the past.
I was brought up a Catholic, and I was a very devout one too. But when I got into my teenage years and realized I was gay, I tried to live under the tenets of to be pure in thought, word, and deed, and it is impossible. I prayed till my knees bled, and no sucker came, and it's left a huge hole in me.
The past is something the 70-year-old Davis has dealt with in all of his films. Whether the struggles of others in other times, like the main character in Sunset Song, or his own past and his abusive father.
I have a great deal of difficulty in forgiving things that have been done to you in the past that have damaged you. And in the end, you have to be able to forgive, otherwise you're always chained to the past.
Terence Davis has just finished his next movie, and it too is set in the past. It's about 19th century American poet Emily Dickinson. I'm Tom Cole, NPR News.